You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hi, my name is Christopher Westfall, and I run a little website called MedicareAgentTraining.com. I've been a licensed agent for 19 years, working in the Medicare space exclusively for the last 8. And I've got lots of clients, and I've got lots of agents that work with me and members of my site. Today, something came across that it kind of concerns me, because I see this thing like every 6 months, this will raise itself up, and now just... It's frustrating. So I'm going to level with you and tell you what I really feel about it. And the person who sent me the support ticket will be getting this too. So I don't want to offend anybody, but I do feel the need to be brutally honest and tell you kind of a gut check on where you are needs to happen right now. And when an agent tells me the following, they tell me that they've been cold calling people for over 2 weeks and calling into 4 different states and have called 1,200 to 1,500 numbers and talked to around 100 people and set 30 appointments. More than half of them have kept those appointments, and 2 to 3 are interested customers. Okay. And then it goes on to say, wondering if I've made a mistake in this choice of, I guess, in being in this market or using that method of cold calling. Let me just share a couple of things with you, okay? If you've called 2 weeks and you've called 1,200 numbers, but you've spoken to 100 people, okay, that, let me stop right there. It's a bunch of numbers. If those numbers are accurate and you've spoken to 100 people in 2 weeks, you need to quit this business. Because if you're in the insurance business, and you probably clicked off right now, and if so, I offended you, and I'm, you know, sorry, you're gone. But for the rest of you, that this might be helpful, let me just share something with you. I talk to over 100 people a day, every day, every day, and my business would not survive if I did not. You might think that's absolutely crazy. I work on a headset. What is my excuse not to? You know, if I was outside walking the streets, knocking on doors, doing final expense insurance, which a lot of guys do very successfully, and I only talk to 100 people in 2 weeks, and I'm walking the streets, knocking on doors, there's something wrong there too. But having a predictive dialer, which is what this agent's talking about, that eliminates busy signals, eliminates disconnected numbers, wrong numbers, and all those kind of things, and no answers and answering machines, eliminates all those. And you're just on the phone with people, and you haven't spoken to more than 100 people in 2 weeks, there's not something wrong with the system. There's not something wrong with the dialer. Not something wrong with your chosen plan of attack or your location where you're calling or the products that you represent behind you or your training or anything else. If you don't talk to enough people, the insurance industry, the sales industry, is not a good fit for you. Because if you think that I've extended X number of efforts out there and I've not gotten the results that I want, the only factor you can control is X. It's the number of presentations. And I shared this with my members in a webinar this past week. The only way your business can fail, as I recently learned from a multimillionaire who said this, the only way your business fails is not giving enough presentations. That's the only way it fails. I've said this over the last 2 years of our membership site. Danny Johnson, quote, who said, you can have excuses and numbers. When you see a lot of statistics and numbers, when somebody's saying they're wondering if this is a fit for them or not, numbers are a way of generating and justifying excuses. It's the same thing. So you can, with all due deference and respect, you can have excuses or you can have results, but you cannot have both. So let me go to the last part of this. and this is more, you know, process and function, I've set in the neighborhood of 30 appointments. More than half of them have kept those appointments, and I have 2 to 3 interested customers after 2 weeks. 2 to 3 interested customers after 2 weeks. I would say this. First of all, as far as process goes, if you've got somebody on the phone and they're in a needy situation where you can help them, you found and identified a senior who's paying $50 or $80 a month too much on their Medigap plan, on their Medicare supplement plan, it is incumbent upon you to help them. If your ultimate goal is, and I've seen this hundreds of times with agents in the past as they're getting started, my goal is to set an appointment, or my goal is to get something in the mail. Let me send something in the mail to you. Then that is your goal, and I would say that you've succeeded in the last 2 weeks with very minimal calling. You've succeeded 30 times because that is your end game. It's the appointment. When, however, your ultimate goal is helping as many people as possible, then you need to eliminate processes in your system that are not serving you. And an appointment does not serve you. Identifying whether or not the person qualifies to change, and with Medicare supplements, absent a guaranteed issue situation, they've got to qualify on health questions. So yeah, you've got to qualify them to see if they're eligible to change plans. If they are, you need to help them. I mentioned this in the webinar the other day. If your child needs medicine, or they're going to get really, really sick, they've got the beginnings of pneumonia. Okay, you go to the doctor, they give you antibiotics, you're treating them with antibiotics, and the child says to you, I don't want to take this medicine because it doesn't taste good. I'm not going to take this medicine. It doesn't taste good. You as the parent know what's in their best interest. You know it has to be done. Maybe uncomfortable for right now, making an uncomfortable transition and change, but you know the end result has to be for their best interest, and so you're going to do everything in your power to convince, cajole, change their mind, you know, drive them to an ultimate decision on their own with enough facts and enough persuasion that they do the right thing for themselves. Very similarly, today I spoke with a lady. Her husband's paying $4,000 a year for a Medicare supplement plan. He's 80 years old. He's been on Constitution Life. Constitution Life has not been active in the Medicare supplement market for years now, and yet he's still got a Constitution Life plan. I identified a plan with Aetna for $2,200 a year for him. $2,200 instead of $4,000. Now, if I just said, let's set another appointment in the future so we can talk about this as a potential solution for you, what is she going to do? She's going to put it out of her mind for one thing. She's going to say, great, I don't have to deal with it. And she may or may not ever answer the phone again. As a matter of fact, in the support ticket, it said here, more than half of them have kept those appointments. There's a disconnect between what it is you're offering, what it is that you're wanting from them, and what I'm seeing is the ultimate goal is that appointment. The goal cannot be the appointment. The goal is, let's see if we can qualify you for the savings that you are entitled to. Let's see if we can qualify you for what you may be entitled to. See, that puts it on them. If there's no hunger on their part to not get ripped off anymore, you don't have a conversation. You certainly don't have an appointment, and there's nothing else to talk about. So you need to first identify, can you help them? Are they eligible to change based on, is the rate better today than it was when they signed up and their agent disappeared when they were turning 65? Is it better today? Yes, with more companies that you can shop for them. And is there any interest there at all? If there's no interest in saving money, when they tell you that they're setting an appointment with you, it's the same thing as what they told an agent friend of mine. Yeah, put it in the mail. I'll really look at it. No, that's called a brush off, and they're not looking at anything. They just want to get you off the phone right now. There's a problem with your approach. So what you want to do in this business is you want to put a lot of people in the filter first, put them in there, and filter out through the funnel those people who are interested, who are nice to you to deal, to do business with. I don't want to talk to anybody who's rude to me anymore. Just don't have the time. It's not worth it anymore. So who's nice to you, who will listen to you, give you an audience that you can possibly help them, and then quickly get to the underwriting questions. Can you qualify for a lower rate today? And when's the last time you heard from your agent? If they're not willing to get to that point, it's not worth setting up a conversation later. It's not worth filling up a calendar and saying, look, I've got a calendar full of 30 people. It's useless. You can do all of that prior to setting any kind of appointment, which is completely unnecessary in this business. Sure, other people are walking out the door. Yes, yes, I need to change plans. I've been meaning to do that. Can you call me later this afternoon at 2 o'clock? That's an appointment I would keep. That's an appointment I would keep. But what you have to do, if you study Mike Brooks, the top 20% of telephone salespeople, Mike Brooks says, you've got to look for reasons to eliminate potential leads. Look for reasons to eliminate them, because you know what? A lead never gets better. They only get worse. You start to hear something in the call that says, wait a minute, this person's a jerk. This person's not going to listen to me. Or the person indicated, I've got an agent that's right down the street that I deal with, but I'll listen to you. It's a waste of time. Anytime it's a waste of time, hit disconnect and move on. But the bigger problem, the big, huge problem is here, you've got 2 to 3 pretty interested customers. In this scenario, if you've been working for 2 weeks, by now you should have 2 to 3 interested customers every single day, and maybe 1 out of 2 or 2 out of 3 can qualify for a plan, and so it's just a matter of mechanics of getting them to the application, which all can happen in the same day, by the way. It doesn't have to be an appointment next week. Oh, good. Now I'm not have to deal with that. It's next week. It's off my shoulders right now. It's now in next week's compartment. That's a way of escape. That's an excuse. So be in the moment with them. Identify potential opportunities if you're serious about this business. And if you're just looking for something to be busy in, find something else. And certainly don't take my time to help rub your shoulders and tell you, you can do it, champ. You can do it, champ. I got none of that in me. This business works. It's not on trial here. What is on trial is the dedication and the commitment to people who are interested in doing it or not doing it, because it works. It's not on trial. It absolutely, positively works. I hear day in and day out, my agents are telling me, man, this is great. We're helping seniors. We're giving money back by finding a better plan. And there are hungry seniors, 20 million of them on Medicare, that need help from somebody who's honest and independent, and not trying to shove a plan down their throat. So, you know, you put in here, you're calling into 4 states. I would never call into 4 states. Why? And I covered this on just last week's webinar. You can't be an expert in 4 different areas at the same time. Pick an area. Commit to that area. Learn the people there. Learn the process there. Learn the competition. Learn who's been the biggest carrier there. Has it been Blue Cross that everybody signed up with in one big mass, which happens? Then they all get huge rate increases and most of them stay. Because then you can develop stories where you can say, oh yeah, my last client was with Blue Cross. She loved them too. Pretty little ID card. Then she learned that she could be saving $80 a month on the same exact Plan F coverage that she has right now. She changed with me. And what she found is everything's exactly the same. Just like the Medicare book says, all the plans are the same. And now she's saving $80 a month. That's very significant. So that's the old feel found. How does that go? Yeah, I had somebody who felt the same way. And then they went with me. And what they found was, tell those stories. You know, facts tell, stories sell. You've got to have stories of how we have helped people. Legitimate, true stories, and there are plenty of them out there. But if you've worked for 2 weeks and you call that working and you've not helped anybody yet, it's not working. See, you've got to do the job until. You've got to pretend that you've got somebody standing over you saying, where's that person you're going to help? Where's the application? I don't care about appointments. Appointments are useless. You can have appointments all day. You can set an appointment with anybody just to get you off the phone. Where's the result at the end of the day? You don't quit until the job gets done. You can't quit until. And if you want to, then you need a job. You need a job. Because a job is where you can go in there. Like when I walk into McDonald's or I walk into Walmart, a customer sees you and they run and hide. Okay? And then you go to place your order and they say, okay, is that all? Is that all? Is that all? And what they're saying is, can I stop working now? Can I stop working now? Oh, gosh, another thing you're ordering. Please, can I stop ordering now? That's an employee mindset, trying to say, good, I'm not responsible anymore. It's in next week's calendar. Oh, good. Okay, we're on the appointment, but if you want to do an application, let's do that tomorrow. That's not ownership. That's not entrepreneurism. That's not being an owner of a business. That is being an employee to somebody else. That's just the employee mindset of saying, it's not my job. I'm not going to do it right now. And you need to have a job working for somebody else if that's your mentality. And God bless them. There's plenty of places for people to work for other people. That's their calling. I get that. Being a solo entrepreneur is not for everybody. Not everybody can do it. But please, if this is you, don't take my time and expect me to reinforce the fact that you don't have any results and you're not sticking with it every day long enough to walk away with a sale where you help somebody. Because it's not all about you. It's about the person you could help on the other end of the phone. And if you're not effective enough or putting in the time long enough to develop the skill set necessary to help people, then you don't need to be a colleague of mine in this business. It's just that simple. If you're not putting in the time, and you know what my question would be if I got this agent on the phone right now? I'd say, what are you doing every night? What are you doing in the evening? What do you do on the weekends? What are you doing on Sunday afternoon and Monday night? Are you watching Monday night football? Are you staying up on, you know, being up all day on Sunday afternoon, just kicking around, going out drinking beers and hanging out with the family or whatever you're doing that's not focused on what you need to do for your business right now? See, so many agents come to me and they tell me, well, my wife has a great job. You know, she makes $30 an hour. She's worked at the hospital as a nurse. We're comfortable. We're fine. I'm just trying this insurance gig out. Good for you, but don't involve me in your little nightmare. And what I mean is, if you're sticking your toe in this pool and you're not jumping in all the way and you're not committed 100% of the time, I don't have time for you in my life. It's just that simple. Don't send me support tickets, don't join my membership site, and don't involve me in your drama because you're not committed. You're not part of the group of agents that I'm with, and we are all in the same thing together. We're struggling together. We're sharing best practices together. We're finding out what works. We're reading books at night. We're educating ourselves. We're sharpening the saw, as Stephen Covey said, which is only things you can do outside of work hours when you're not busting your butt every day trying to help people. So if you're not committed, if you're not spending 4, 6, 8 hours a day on the dialer like Joe from our call last week is doing and doing 20 applications a month, and then at nighttime working on himself, reading books about sales, reading books about the industry, reading industry articles out there about what we're doing, what's going on in Medicare, so you can be competent in our field. If you're not committed to the whole package, just don't involve me. And go get something else. They call that a hobby. And go do that as a hobby. If you're committed to this, I want to hear that you're spending all your waking hours trying to get better at this game, trying to help people. Because the more people that you help, the better off you are. And the least amount of people that you can possibly help and then tell me that there's a problem, there's not a problem. The problem is just with your commitment level, and you're not there yet. That's great. Find something else to do that you are passionate about. Look, nobody gets passionate about insurance, okay? Nobody that I know of wakes up every morning and goes, yay, I get to write an insurance application. Well, 8 years later of helping seniors, I do. I know it's absolutely insane. It's crazy. People think it's stupid. But today I got to help 5 people. I got to write 5 applications and put their stress at ease and put them on a pathway with better benefits than they had before. And you talk about a good feeling, knowing that they're going to bed tonight, knowing that they're in the best possible place and somebody's looking out for them. Is it worth it? Oh, hell yes, it's worth it to help people. But if you're not in it, if you're not in it for the end game, if you don't own your own business, if you're not working for yourself and you don't have the passion to do the right thing for not even the clients, for yourself, then don't involve me in your drama. That's all I got to say. So I can say this one time. I'm going to archive this video and I'm going to put it as a frequently asked question on my site. And any time in the future that I get these things with a bunch of numbers in there and a bunch of statistics in there, how many calls you made and you don't have any results to show for it, then I know you're not putting enough time in for your personal development, for your own training. You're not watching other people. You're just doing the bare minimum possible and you're not getting any better. What you lack in skill, you can make up for in effort. If you don't come to me with either the skill set that you've developed based on personal discipline to do it yourself, or the effort that you can put in to accommodate your lack of skill in the beginning, then I'm not part of your partnership there, Bubba. I'm not part of it. So I want to partner with people who are of like mind. We join this business. We join this profession. We study to get a license so we can help people and take care of our families. It's a very noble profession. When you do it the right and honest way, we can literally help thousands of people and live a very comfortable lifestyle. But there has to be a decision. You have to man up or woman up and make the call as to which way you're going to go. Which direction are you going to go in? I'm not just going to dance around and say, this is for everybody. Join my membership site. You can do this. No, you can't. It does take a special dispensation of grace for you to hold yourself accountable, to realize that there are weaknesses in your system right now that need to be eliminated. There are flaws that you have that need to be ironed out, and you have to have the self-discipline to do that and do the hard thing now. If you don't, you won't succeed, and there's no point in dragging everybody into this with you because you're not making the decision to go forward and do what it takes to do it. This morning I got up at 5 o'clock, so I slept in. Yesterday was 4 o'clock, the day before that was 3 o'clock. Why? Because when I'm in here on the headset and I'm calling people, I can't be catching up on what's going on in my industry. I can't be interfacing with my colleagues about what's going on with them. What are they finding with this carrier? What's going on with this retirement company situation over here? It's all about choice. You can choose to have it, or you can choose to have the excuses and not have it. And go find something that's easier for you. There's no shame in that. Do something that's more your style. But for those very few that are called to this profession to help people, then I stand solidly behind you. I want to share those ideas, and you do it all the time. You send those ideas over and you say, hey, look what I found out. Let's share this. Let's go forward together, arm in arm, trying to help people. You know, this past week I made a friend, Russell, who's on another website and a very strong YouTube channel out there supporting seniors and helping them in the same way. We have a lot of the same philosophy. We are competition, but you know what? We're sharing ideas. What did you find? Yeah, I found this. What did you find? Because we're all in this together, and the world is big enough. There's enough supply out there. It's big enough for all of us. It really is. We don't have to be like cutting each other's throats out there when we're helping millions and millions of people and we're just small independent agents. As long as we got the right mindset and we're trying to help people and not screw them over and give them bad advice, that's the kind of people I want part of my site. That's the kind of people I want part of my network that we're building here at the Senior Savings Network. That's my rant. I want to encourage you. If this is for you, then move forward 100%. Don't quit until you got the result. Don't call it quits at the end of the day until you write that application or you have that positive conversation that's actually leading to something. Don't quit until you've helped somebody. How dare you quit until you've helped the people that have been crossing your path? That is your mission. But if it's not yours, if it's not in your heart to help people, then get out completely. Go turn in your license and go get a job so that you're happy and you're contributing somewhere in society where you feel good about it. That's all I'm saying. This is not for everybody. But I'm just tired of some of the excuses that I hear about once every 6 months of, look, I tried the program. Really? Did you watch this webinar on getting better at selling over the phone? No. Where do I need to sell? I don't know where to find that information. Did you read the email that you got when you signed up for the site? Did you see the new member overview? No, I didn't read anything, but can't you just tell me? Can't you? What company do I sell? What do? I don't know. All this stuff is in one spot, right? It's all in a secure, locked-down site. And yeah, we have sequential webinars all the time, and you got to actually be engaged and go out there and find the information. It's like a treasure hunter, and you're finding it. But the good thing is, it's all here. Answer every possible question you can answer about this business. It's on the site. Anyway, y'all have a good night, a good weekend, a good day, whatever it is when you're watching this. I just want to encourage those guys I'm working with and those girls that I'm working with, keep on keeping on helping people. It gets easier. It gets better. The referrals start getting more and more. The phone starts and keeps ringing the longer that you're in there. It's just like an airplane going to take off. You got to go full throttle. You can't slow down. If you slow down, you'll crash into the trees or on the ground. You got to go full throttle to get your business off the ground. This is no different. You've got to. You've got to put in the time, put in the effort, study your butt off, and better yourself so that you're able to make it work. Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. And you don't have to wish you were better. You can absolutely make it happen. Don't wish it was easier, because it gets easier on its own. Anyway, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.